According to a new poll, big majorities of Florida voters support immigration reform with secure borders and a path to legal status for some undocumented workers. The Partnership for a New American Economy survey shows that more than 70% say they'd even vote for a presidential candidate from a party that supports immigration reform. That news came out as business and political leaders all over the country launched a day of action in favor of the immigration effort now stalled in Congress. In a conference call with Florida reporters, Brewster Beavis of Associated Industries of Florida called for an expanded visa program with categories for low-skilled workers.
Our guys, when it comes to manufacturing and business here in Florida, need these workers here in Florida to man these jobs.
Others on the phone call said that the immigration bottleneck is a continuing threat to Florida's productivity and competitiveness. Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio says allegations that the Cuban regime planted a false story about a New Jersey senator should stop all talk on Capitol Hill of ending the U.S. embargo of Cuba. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington, D.C.
New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez has been a tough critic of the Castros, and he's claiming the regime retaliated by planting a false story in conservative media here in Washington during his last re-election campaign.
And I would not be surprised if it were true.
That's Florida Republican Marco Rubio, who says he's waiting for further details, but adds he's troubled by reports the Cuban regime planted the story that Menendez slept with underage prostitutes in order to get him replaced as head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. As Rubio walked past the subways in the Capitol's basement, he said if the story proves accurate, all talk of ending the embargo should halt.
It should, because the Cuban intelligence doesn't just gather intelligence on individual American lawmakers, and they gather intelligence on the U.S. and they sell it. I mean, to them, it's a business model. They're a very capable, one of the three or four most capable intelligence agencies in the world, and with, you know, hundreds if not thousands of people assigned to monitoring the United States. And I just think we have underestimated their capabilities.
Menendez is asking the Department of Justice to look into the allegations, which were first published in a Washington Post article. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
An American who returned from Cuba decades after hijacking a jetliner to the communist island is set to be sentenced in a Miami federal courtroom today. Prosecutors are seeking at least 20 years in prison for William Potts. The 57-year-old New Jersey native pleaded guilty in May to the 1984 hijacking of a passenger plane on its way from Miami to New York. Potts plans to ask the federal judge to take into account the 15 years he's already served in a Cuban prison for the crime. Potts returned to the United States because he said he wanted to resolve his case. He also has children here. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.